This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, some of the people who will be hit hardest by the sequester are the long-term unemployed, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
After a state's unemployment insurance benefits run out, the federal benefits kick in. Sequestration would cut into that extension.
That's going to translate into an 11% reduction in their benefits.
Maurice Emsalin is with the National Employment Law Project.
It's going to have a devastating impact on about 2 million unemployed workers who are receiving federally funded benefits.
And the cuts will also reduce the funds that pay state employees to administer the program. Sherry Summit of Unionville, Indiana, relies on long-term unemployment benefits. She says her state administrators are under enough pressure already.
Anytime you call, you get no answers. You talk to people with no experience.
It could have been worse. Until yesterday, Indiana threatened to suspend the program altogether. Now it plans to pay benefits at least through March 9th. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.